needs to make.
Yeah, these bouncing pucks are troubling both ends of the ice here. Just like a tough sequence for Freshwater. They're trying to track that one down.
Lundbom, Preston Lundbom is having a heck of a series here tonight or this weekend against the Thieves River Kings. Lundbom, he had 3 assists last night as he adds an assist and a goal. So he's really been the difference against these River Kings for the Express as there's an icing call. 15:01 left to go in regulation. 37-23 shot advantage. And, I mean, it's not that... I mean, early on, it was really even shooting because of that 5-on-3 that the Express had early on. But that second period, the River Kings really were really taking it to them, but they just couldn't get any more than one shot to fall. And that's a huge credit to Freshwater between the pipes and the defense. There's a shot taken by Ilion. Hits his own teammate before it got to Freshwater, and the puck's bouncing around. Now that gets intercepted there right at the circle by Liebold. And we continue to play. Puck sent down into the rapid zone, and there is an icing call as we get a stoppage. 14:38 left to go in this regulation. So stoppage, 14:38 to go, 2-2 hockey game. You could say ball game, you'd be wrong, but 2-2 hockey game.
You could say it.
Yeah, we can say it, but we probably should. As Rapids wins a faceoff. Nice centering attempt, but no one home as the Express move the puck to center ice and into the Rapid zone. Trying to see if Rapids can have some late game magic. Hallstrand takes the puck down. Centering. Loose puck in the crease, and it is covered by Freshwater.
Yeah, smart that attempt
was,
there.
That was kind of a Wayne Gretzky goal where he's behind the goal line, tries to get it off the back of the leg pad and bounce in. Well, hit off the leg pad, but it's set right there where all Freshwater had to do was be careful not to kick it in and cover it and get a stoppage of play. So it'll be a face-off to the blocker side of Freshwater. Rapids wins it. Shot sent just over the crossbar. Rapids misses an opportunity. Raffert sends it back down deep. Raffert stops, holds it, keeps it in the zone. Backhand into the slot. Hits knocked down by the Express. Cleared the zone. Back down into the Rapids end. 14 minutes to go in regulation. 2-2 hockey game. Raffert sends it up, tipped out to neutral ice. As there's looking for the puck and it's disappeared. Don't know where the puck went.
It must
got to be in someone's,
I think
someone's
28.
Pads.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Yep. It somehow. I'm not going to ask questions. I don't want to guess how, but it ended up in Alexander's breezers, and that's we're just going to leave it at that. Not sure how it happened. Don't want to know. But either way, we're getting a face-off right at center ice. 13:49 to go in regulation. Rapids wins that faceoff. Break into the zone. Shot sent in, turned wide. Blocker shot, or blocker save there by Freshwater. Puck is loose. Slot. Backhand opportunity. Rebound. Puck is still loose. Turn around. Puck is loose yet again as it's still in the slot. Puck bounced out to neutral ice. A 2-on-1 opportunity, or 1-on-2, I should say, is Rapids. They stop the opportunity. Nice hip check as there's an Express player on the ice laying on the puck, and they call a whistle so no one gets hurt. Wise decision as we got 13:21 left to go in regulation. 2-2 hockey game.
Yeah, wild scramble just in the slot there. Nobody could really get a stick on it. Then they go down the other way. Nice play by Raffert to disrupt the attack, and a good hip check.
As we, both teams, I believe they got a change of lines. 2-2 score between Rapids and the Express. Rapids, 40-23 shot advantage. They are giving themselves opportunities, but man, that goalie, as we saw all weekend, he's been outstanding between the pipes for the Express.
Yeah, Freshwater's definitely had a really, really strong weekend.
Yeah, one could say Freshwater's really damming up the goal for the River Kings, if you want to play the pun game, which I like to do from time to time. Rapids wins the draw. Schweitzer takes it into the zone. Pass to the far side. Puck gets batted away. Express come up with it. And Rapids sends it back down behind the goal. Centering attempt. And now, for a second there, I thought it was a Rapid skater. He was right there. No one home as Obstfelder, he sends it back. Shot! Oh. And a goal!
What?
And a hole in your goalie! A one-timer from the point by Garcia! Rapids takes the lead at 3-2.
What a goal. What a shot by Caden Garcia. There was a really similar goal against Havoc a couple weekends ago, almost in an identical spot, just finds that top corner. What a powerful shot. Not really sure Freshwater could do anything to stop that.
I don't even know if he saw it. I mean, that was a one-timer from the point. Hit the crossbar, back in the net, and Rapids is back in business. 12:54 left to go.
Garcia with the second of the season. What an important goal that was.
Might be just a second, but that's a big one, as there's another shot and gloved by Freshwater. Got a stoppage played. 12:43 to go. In this contest, Rapids up 3-2.
Really energized both the crowd and the bench here.
Energized the press box, eh?
Yeah. I mean, what a goal.
That was a good shot. That's one timer from the point and another one. And it's turned away by Burkhart. Yeah, Caden Garcia, he got the goal. Obstfelder on the assist. And Allstrand. So we got two assists, and there's a shot. Rapids on a rush, and it gets knocked down way from the puck, just below the goal line. And there's two River Kings, two Express players battling for it. Puck is being fought over hard. Neither team wants to give up an inch at this point. We got 12 minutes to go as Whitehead sends it back down deep. Oh, little miscommunication there for the River Kings. Puck sent out to neutral ice. Raffert sends it over, and now it's sent down deep by Whitehead as the Express try to regroup. Under 12 minutes to go. Rapids holding a 3-2 lead. Garcia sends it back down deep, and there's potential high stick as now it gets called, so the puck will be stopped, picked up, and there will not be a line change allowed, as that was an infraction against the Express, and we will be having a face-off to the glove side of Freshwater. 11:43 left to go in regulation. River Kings up 3-2. Face-off controlled by the Express. Sent back around the boards. Garcia with again. Garcia's really feeling good at that shot. A whiff opportunity on the slot, and a shot from the point by Bolduc. Hits a crossbar up into the netting. Rapids darn near added another one.
Yeah, Bolduc. They're sensing there's some blood.
Now we got Cooper back down there. Tries to center and attempt. Puck just sitting there. And a quick glove there by Freshwater as he stops the puck. And there's some pushing and shoving. Back behind, there's one River King, two Express. And there's some pushing and shoving. A little bit of fisticuffs going on as the officials break in there and try to stop it from escalating any further.
Yeah, I mean, just totally unaggravated. Just, I believe that is...
I'm a little screened out by who it is.
I think it's Lynch. I think it's Connor Lynch.
Yeah, number three. Connor Lynch, he's going to the bench.
Yeah, it goes to Owen Todich there.
So we'll see if it's a matching, but I know for sure Lynch is going in.
Looks to be only the Express guy.
Yep, so that's a big moment there for the River Kings.
Yep.
As we are sitting here at 8:39. Rapids gets a skater advantage, if my math is correct, 8:39. So we will see what Rapids can do with a skater advantage for 2 minutes. Here with a 3-2 lead over these Express. Looking to earn a weekend split.
Yeah, that goal really gave everyone just a new lease on life. The energy's gone up. The intensity's gone up. Let's see what they can do on the power play.
As we have a face-off to the blocker side of Freshwater, Rapids controls it. Back out to the point. Looking for where to go. As that penalty is a roughing penalty, kind of figured it would be. And the puck is sent into the Express bench. And we are having a face-off at neutral ice just outside the blue line of the Express. Again, 11:10 left to go in regulation. The River Kings looking to earn a weekend split with the East Express. Two very good, talented hockey teams that we will more than likely see battle out in the standings throughout the season. Could even see a playoff series when we get there in March. Denti, he takes it up the near side. As Rapids works their power play, a minute and a half left on it. Allstrand, centering, looks across ice. Shot turned away by the defense. Sends it back down. Schweitzer, he sends it up. Denti has it. Spinning around on the goal line, back to Schweitzer. Centering opportunity, top of the slot. Back over to the near circle is Allstrand. Whitehead shot from the tie slot, and that scurries over to the corner. Obstfelder He has it sent back down to Allstrand. Allstrand circle. And it's nice centering opportunity. No one home. Back around there. And a nice stop there by Freshwater. This Rapids is peppering the goal, but they just can't get through. Under a minute left to go in the skater advantage. Nice center attempt by Allstrand. No one home. 51 seconds left to go in the skater advantage for Rapids is the Express trying to clear it, trying to eat up some time. Now they're tying it up against the boards. Rapids comes up with it. Centering attempt. The defense gets there first as they get it out of the zone, trying to get a 2-2 rush going. And they got the stop. Puck sits there. No one home. Rapids recoups. Bulldog gets the puck, carries it up. Schweitzer in there as well. Bulldog takes it near side. Stops. Slams on the brakes. Pass up to Tudich. Tudich up to Bulldog. High slot. Back down low to the far side. Stops. Spin. That's Ilian. Up to Bulldog. Top. Slap. Wide of the mark. That was close right along the ice. I don't know if Freshwater ever saw it. As Tudich is fighting there as Rapids tries to keep the puck in. Locker has it. Power play is over. Locker skating around trying to create some opening there. Locker backhands it behind the goal. Rapids fighting for it. Puck is still loose. Tied up there in the far corner. 9:09 left to go in regulation. Again, we got to remember, the Express called their timeout of the game, so they have no other opportunity to stop the clock as we inch closer to all zeros and a potential River Kings winner. Puck sent down near side. Back behind the goal. 8:52 left to go in regulation. Puck sent around the boards. Back out to neutral ice. There's a little bit of a race for it. Now it's an even race as puck sent down into the Rapids end. Shaw smacks it into the corner. Back around the boards. Ilan has it. Sends up. Rapids chips it into the zone. Sent back out of the zone to neutral ice. And we keep playing on. 8.5 to go. 3-2 lead. River Kings over the Express. Rapids playing it up along the boards. They have possession of it now. Williams chips it up ahead. He's being trailed by McNeish. Hogan McNeish, he's giving a good pursuit, and he's back in pursuit of his. The Express come away with it. Rapids stops it. They hold his own. 2-2 opportunity. Express get back. Whiffs on a shot. Bouncing puck in the slot. Raffert sends one. Turned away by the defense out in front. 8 minutes to go in regulation. 3-2 lead, River Kings. Raffert sends it back down along the boards. McNeish giving chase. Williams is there, as is Atkins. We got a stop in
yeah,
the play.
Yeah, I mean, that was just vicious.
And there is another power play opportunity coming to the River Kings. This one, this penalty, will be Nicholas Skidas.
I mean, there's the initial contact. The hit is fine, and then just running him into the boards. His head first into the boards.
Skadeus. For roughing. So, my apologies. Again, we don't get pronunciations up here.
Yeah.
So, I'm doing the best that I can. So, my apologies on any mispronunciations I have. But, you know, you get me the pronunciations, I'll do better. That's about the only thing I had to tell you. As Rapids gets another power play, a 3-2 lead. Skadeus is in the box for the Express. 7:49 to go in the contest. Rapids leading 3-2. Minute 45 left on the skater advantage for Rapids. Skating around the near side, Denti. He sends it over to Williams. Centering attempt right through the slot. Turn back away. Defense was there first. Whitehead sends it down low. River Kings fighting over it. Denti's in there. Opportunity right in the slot. Big stop, big rebound, and it's sent back. The big clear by the Express defense. Rapids, they get back on the attack yet again. 7:14 to go in regulation. Rapids up 3-2. Allstrand, he has it on the near side. Centering attempt. Shot, redirect right in front of the doorstep, and it's turned wide by Freshwater again. He's getting those pads down fast, and he's turning them away. Redirect right at the top of the crease, and it goes up into the boards. Rapids is really peppering things. They just can't get them to fall. Rapids has the puck cleared down into their zone. 53 seconds left on the skater advantage. 6:45 to go in regulation. Rapids holding on to a 3-2 lead. Again, I can't reiterate again or enough that the Express have used their timeout in that second period after they score their second goal trying to catch Rapids snapping, and that did not work out as Bulldog takes the puck up near side. Stops, centering attempt, puck is sent back, McNeish sends it, puck just stands there in the locker skates, And the puck sent right back down the zone. 6:15 to go, 20 seconds left on the skater advantage. This is probably the last push on this power play for the River Kings. Hopefully they can get another one for their fan base as we got 10 seconds to go. So they're going to be cutting it close as Ilian takes it in the zone. Gets behind the goal, spinning around, stops, tries to center it, gets it back down. You got 1 second left, and we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Skidas, he comes back on there, and he goes right to the puck, has it. He bumps it up into center ice. Underhill takes it, breaks his own. Shot turned away by the defense. Good deflection there by the Rapids defender, and they chip it back out as both teams are fighting on the near side. It's a little screened out by the boards, but Rapids breaks out. Cooper has it. Takes a shot, turned away by the defense. Bulldog, he has it, sends it in, and he gets tied up there and take it down. Puck is loose, no penalties anywhere, and that's the way it should be, letting him play on. 5:20 to go in regulation. 3-2 lead, Rapids over the Express. Puck is chipped down all the way down into the zone, back behind the Rapids goal, as Rapids trying to get it out. Dente, he sends it up, he's fighting for it, and it gets back sent back down. Rapids fighting for it. Rapids sends it back up into neutral ice as Alexander grabs it for the Express, sends it across the way, sends it down deep. Bounce off the boards, and it is covered by Shaw as we get a stoppage play. 4:56 left in regulation, with Rapids holding a 3-2 lead as the tension is growing in this arena. You can see it everywhere, from the Express fans to the Rapids fans.
Yep.
It's getting pretty anxious up in this place, but that's what these games, this has a playoff atmosphere to it, and you can't ask for much more in early season hockey. Rapids, they control the faceoff. That was to the glove side of Shaw. Rapids gets it, centering attempt. Beauchamp, he takes a shot. It's bouncing around, and it's finally covered by Freshwater just on the edge of the crease. Another stoppage of play. 4:44 to go in regulation. Even hockey. Rapids holding a 47-28 shot advantage.
Yeah, that desperation is definitely going to start seeping in for the Northwest, looking for that goal to tie things up with 4 minutes left in the game.
This is one where you got your segments. You got like 4 minutes left if you're going to pull your goalie. Then you got the two or the one. And
yeah,
we'll see how well the Express can establish possession of a puck and see if they elect to pull Freshwater. Anyways, there's a face-off to the glove side of Freshwater. Rapids controls it, pinned down deep. Now Express, they start to break out, get to center ice. Stopped by Beauchamp. He sends it down deep. Played by Freshwater. Sent around the boards. It's Wolf in there. He gets big collision in that corner. A couple words shared. A little bit of a laugh with the Rapid skater. We play on. Puck sliding in on Freshwater. Corralled by the Express. Garcia has it. Now at the blue line. Keeping it at center ice. 4 minutes to go in regulation as the puck squirts down into the defensive zone. Ref official got in the way of a Rapid skater, but we play on. No harm, no foul. Puck gets loose. Birch gets to it. Sends it down into the Rapid zone.
Good
Rapids
stick.
Defense did a great job blocking that passing zone because Lundbom, he was really thinking he had an opportunity there. Rapids back on the attack. Dente, he has it. Takes a shot, bounce off the leg pads. Diamonds there. Rapids sends it back down to the corner by Whitehead. Bulldog on the near side. Obst looking at the situation. Obstfelder, he pressures the Express as we got 3:20 to go as Rapids with the puck. Schweitzer has it. Sends it up deep. Can't pull the goalie yet if you're the Express. You got the puck right there as they got to start thinking about that opportunity as Rapids gets a puck to neutral ice, still has possession of it. Rapids sends the puck back, so you cannot pull the goalie. They're content to just kind of sit on it if they have to as the puck gets bounced all the way down for an icing, and we get a stoppage play. 2:56 left to go in regulation. 3-2 lead, Wisconsin Rapids over the Express.
Yeah, there's a tough play there by Bulldog. I feel like you kind of want something more you're certain of. Now this gives the Northwest the offenses on faceoff and a chance to set up and a chance to pull Freshwater here to get that sixth man.
Well, that's the big thing. Is like you say, you want to pull Freshwater to get that extra advantage, extra skater advantage, but when do you want to do it? Because they've got to prove that they can hold the zone, as an empty netter is not exactly what they want, as he's still looking. He's still there. They're looking as the Express take a shot blocked by the defense out front. He's looking a little bit as they still play on, trying to keep an eye on the action and the eye on the goalie for when they go. And he's starting to go. He was going to go, but Rapids, they got an opportunity. Shot right in the belly of Freshwater. Right, he was making a break for the bench.
Yeah.
That's when Rapids comes away with it with just about 2:45 to go. Stoppage of play. 2:36 left to go in the contest. Rapids up 3-2. And, boy, is this going to be an exciting conclusion.
If you're Northwest, you have to start thinking more offense. You really got to try stretch it out.
Well, here we go. We got a face-off won by Rapids. Rafford takes a shot from the point. The Express, they gather it, and it's being whistled for an offside. So Freshwater can't quite make the rush to the bench. 2.5 to go. This is what this game's all about. Two very, very good teams that really can make some noise in this postseason when we get there. Looking to make their trip over to the Nationals as Rapids wins the faceoff, controls it. Freshwater cannot make his move. Rapids fighting for the puck at center ice. Wolf has it, breaks into the zone. Freshwater's looking. No one has possession. Now Rapids does. Cooper, near side, brings it up. Circle, about 2 minutes left. 2:04 to be exact. Bounce off the cage. Tudich, he has it. Backhand out to the point. Shot. One-timer, and it's a goal! Bochamp, one-timer from the point, and there's your insurance goal with just under 2 minutes to go. Rapids, 4. The Express, 2.
Yeah, Bochamp's first of the year. Another shot from the point, just a seeing eye puck finds its way past Freshwater, and that should do it for the game.
And that really looked like it took a little bounce right before the crease, and that it will more than likely do it for this contest as Rapids holds a 4-2 lead with 1:57 to go in the contest. 18:03 should be the time.
Really nice goal by Beauchamp.
Outstanding performance after last night for the River Kings as Beauchamp gets his goal as Rapids gives chase. Puck on the near side.
Freshwater was about to go.
Tudich and Cooper, and there's a big rebound there. Tudich and Cooper on the assists. 18:03 was the time. As now they pulled Freshwater, they got to do something in a hurry. They tried to pull him just a minute ago, so now the Express have an extra attacker. Ilion, he has it. Open net, empty net, and he whiffs on the pass attempt. He whiffed on the attempt, and the Express, they come back with it. I know it's one of those, what can happen?
Shoot the puck.
Too many touches in there, and we have an opportunity here. Obstfelder, shot to goal! Obstfelder gets the goal, and that is your Wayne Larrabee dagger. Empty net, and that comes at 18:59, and that will be your River Kings winner.
Yeah, Obstfelder ices the game. Capping off a brilliant performance by the River Kings. Really good way to bounce back. Really, I mean, they flipped the script. The penalties really changed direction. It was Northwest that really were lacking discipline tonight, and River Kings were able to convert on some chances here.
1:01 left to go in the contest. Just going to play it out. Freshwater's back between the pipes as they live to see another day. Obstfelder gets the goal. Rapids has the puck in the corner. Going to see if there is an assist awarded to it. Denti on the assist. And Garcia on the assist. So we got 30 seconds left in the game. Rapids just trying to keep the puck out of the net. As we get stoppage, puck goes out of play. 26:08. So Rapids got to feel really good.
Yep.
You get a three-game weekend as they play the Dells on Friday.
Yep.
Got the win. Got beat up last night 5-0. And then he come back with a 5-2 lead in victory tonight, with the, barring the end of these 26.8 seconds. And we can see you got 4 points out of a 6 opportunity as Rapids, very strong chance to actually be sitting in first place in the division tonight. As the last two nights, the Dells Ducks took care of business against the Minnesota Mullets, who were in first place. So
really
Rapids,
important.
Yeah, absolutely. And the standings this early in the season, puck tied up in the corner. Nice collision there. 6 seconds left. Rapids just skating it out as there's a little bit of a wrestling match in the far corner. And the clock runs out. There is the end of your game. And there's a little bit of fisticuffs in the corner. Rapids trying to get away from it.
Yep, just hugging it out in the corner to end the game.
And no penalties are going to be awarded. And they're just going to make sure cooler heads prevail.
Yep.
And that is a River Kings winner.
Real statement performance by the River Kings after the tough defeat yesterday, bouncing back like they did. Just a whole new look at it. Strong, strong opener, which they lacked yesterday. Really good win. Played well across the board. I thought Caden Garcia really stood out to me. He had a bit of a mistake on that second Northwest goal, but, I mean, 2 points tonight, a massive important goal. Really changed how the game was played. And then an assist on the empty netter by Emil Upsefelder.
The Express are very quickly leaving the ice. I know there's a traditional handshake. I know they're not very happy with themselves at all, or the outcome of the game. I shouldn't say not happy with themselves, just not thrilled with the outcome of the game. But that's you win some, you lose some. That's how she goes.
Yep.
And you got to live on for the next series, the next bunch of games. As the River Kings start to celebrate with their fans, as the traditional River Kings beer garden, beer can pyramid is sitting there waiting for someone to go and knock it down, and we're about to do it. Faked him out a little bit is Obstfelder. As down we go, and they're faking him out. We're going to do a quick prayer, and we'll get out of here. So we're just going to recap the game quick. Rapids got the scoring done late in the first period. Felix Ahlstrand, he got a goal. Assist to Emil Obstfelder and Caden Schweitzer. Second period starts up. Rapids went up 2-0 as they scored a goal 8:28 into it. Francisco Dente with assist to Mikhail Ilion and Noah Diamond. Well, late in that period, the Express finally got on the board. 16:21. Harrison Browning scores a goal, assist to Lundbohm. And then that was a 2-1 lead, Rapids going into the third period. In that third period, Preston Lundbohm. Man, he tied up the game as he got a real nice lob goal over the shoulder of the Rapids keeper, Deacon Shaw, as they were able to get that taken care of, tie the game. Well, that didn't stay that way for long. Caden Garcia, 7:06, got the goal.
A finish that was.
Yeah, it was, as that was Obstfelder and Ahlstrand on the assist. Rapids adds another one. Xavier Beauchamp, his first goal of the season, 18:03, with assists to Tudich and Cooper. And then the final nail in the coffin, Obstfelder, 18:59, shorthanded or empty net goal with assists to Dente and Garcia to wrap up the scoring in the game. Lots of penalties tonight. I believe there's 19 to go around. Not a very clean weekend by either side, but sometimes that's just the way it goes in these close, hotly contested games. Now we have the goaltending stats, and boy, oh boy, was that a big one. Rylan Freshwater, he stopped nearly every shot he faced. He only let 4 in. You can't blame him for an empty netter. And there goes the beer garden, beer can pyramid. As we conclude this evening, that was a outstanding performance as a 26 save night for Shaw.
Yep.
To get his, I'm going to double check that, 6th victory of the year as he remains undefeated, 6-0-0 on the season. What an exciting weekend. Rapids takes 2 of 3 contest splits with the Express as they will be hitting the road for about a month now, and they won't be back here in the friendly confines of Southwood County Recreation Center until early December, when they, I believe they welcome in Battle Creek, it's a Minnesota Blue Ox, and then the weekend after, they're home against Battle Creek. In that time, next weekend, they will be going to the Minnesota Squatch for another big bunch of games, and then they will be going to the Detroit Showcase, where they'll take on 4 very tough teams in the Columbus Mavericks, Cincinnati Cyclones, Metro Jets, the Metro Jets DP. But in between then, keep following along with these River Kings as they continue to build hockey up and down the river. Again, I want to thank Rory. Awesome job,
thank
as
you so
always.
Much for
thanks,
having me.
Thanks for all the wonderful insight. Art, Zach, outstanding. Matt, wonderful job. And, of course, Seth, amazing job back at the studio. Again, my name's Mike Comer. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this weekend. And again, thanks to Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Pay honor to the veterans on Veterans Day on Monday. And, of course, be careful, be safe, and have fun. And so until next time, have a great weekend, everybody. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Been a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. A 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 barefoot blue jean night.
Travel all across this land, me and you. And we'll end up hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free. Free as we'll ever. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. We travel till the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. the harvest moon, do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. No, we don't have a lot of money. 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 Travel all across this land, me and
CBS News Brief. CBS News now projects President-elect Trump will win the state of Arizona. This isn't something you hear often. Multiple wildfires are burning in New Jersey. Bill Donnelly is the chief of the state's Forest Fire Service.
Things have been dry. It's been crazy dry, actually. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service in general has responded over to 400 fires last month and roughly 40-some fires between yesterday and today.
The president-elect will be back in the White House in a few days.
President Biden will meet with President-elect Trump in the Oval Office on Wednesday morning. The president called President-elect Trump earlier this week to congratulate him on his victory.
CBS's Catherine Watson. On social media today, Trump said he would not be asking his former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley or his former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to join the new administration. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Wake up on the right side of the radio with WIRI 105.5 Sunrise Show. James here. Join me as I play your requests, catch you up on any country music news you may have missed overnight, and give you a musical start to the day. We're able to thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And wake up with us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5's Sunrise Show.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with showers and drizzle tonight, lows mid-40s. Early rain for Sunday, then mostly cloudy, highs low 50s. Sunshine's back for Monday, highs upper 40s to 50. And mostly sunny into Tuesday, a little warmer, highs into the low 50s. Right now it's 48.
My heart right out my chest. I can't see through the smoke. Pile up every memory. Yeah, you took the good with all the bad. Why'd you have to strike that match? It set my world.
Lost yesterday. backseat promise, breaking it, floorboard feeling, county lines, God, I miss when you were mine.
Without leaving a number, said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time, I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone, you know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should've listened to it a little more.
still love you.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on a Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids.
C71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show. I don't remember.
ask for help. If I need a mountain moved, I'm moving myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer. Every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you. Every heartbreak trail when all hope failed, on the highway to hell, I prayed for you. I kept my faith like that old King James said I am supposed to. It's hard to imagine bigger than I could fathom. I didn't know you from Adam, but I prayed for you. For someone to love me like you do. Graceful eyes to see me through. A smile that steals me, a heart that heals me, a touch that kills me too. And baby, you're perfect. I guess the good Lord